This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Yeah, thank you to everyone who came out to DC and Pittsburgh. Very cool hanging out with everyone. Sold out shows for the squad. Next, the Fellas tour is coming to Syracuse, Albany, Wesnyak, Edmonton, Jacksonville, Miami, San Jose, Tacoma, Chicago, Cincinnati, Columbus, Charlotte, Greensboro, Raleigh, Toronto, The Six, Phoenix, Los Angeles, LA, you already know what it is. Plano, just a plain old place called Plano. Detroit, and yeah, going to Detroit, you know what it is, 8 Mile and Baltimore.
Yeah, and I'm going to be in Toronto August 26th at the Paradise Theater.
Daniel Polishock.
Couple weeks, Paradise Theater, August 26th. Come on out.
Let's go.
The boys.
It's the boys cast.
The lads.
It's the boys cast.
The dudes.
Prepare yourself for boys cast.
It's the bros.
It's the boys cast.
The homies.
It's the boys cast.
The dudes.
Experience the boys cast.
The boys cast.
So, I was just in DC, right? And I filmed like tons of stuff while I was there, right? And then I went outside of the White House and I was doing this like
wild
stuff.
What's it like? Is it all boarded up or less
hot?
Yeah, yeah. But is it, remember how crazy you couldn't even see the White House?
I'll tell you an interesting thing is the Black Lives Matter. It's all like the, every second thing's name is Black Lives Matter, right? It's like the Black Lives Matter grocery
Boulevard.
Store.
Yeah, yeah.
I walk the boulevard. But so, and that was what's happening forever, right? It was, you know, just Black Lives Matter, everything, right? And then, interesting, remember the scooters wouldn't stop as soon as you get to
Black Lives Matter Plaza. Disabled automatically.
You can't scooter.
Very dystopian scooter lifestyle in DC.
They don't want you scootering on the Black Lives Matter, right? No. But there's a lot of things that have all the, you know, government issued, probably Black Lives Matter, mm-hmm. and Asian lives and, you know, Stop Asian Hate.
Yeah.
Just as much.
Really?
So I saw like...
Can you scooter in Stop Asian Hate Plaza?
They haven't got the scooters revoked yet. But my point is, Asians are on the come up, dude. I'm saying your people should get some of that action where it's like, you know, Black Lives Matter, Asian lives, and then be like, you know...
You think you're saying my people need some pull in D.C.?
Well, you as think far they don't as the
have
marketing
enough,
goes.
You think they have enough, not enough pull?
No, because
in DC?
You have... No, all of the, like, the Jewish stuff is all in weird places. Like, you're in the middle of nowhere, and there's, like, 90 signs that are like... Remember the Holocaust?
Yeah, yeah, I know. You know what I mean? Weird, the anti-Semitism stuff.
Oh, the anti-Semitism stuff is all very like, yeah, Holocaust happened.
Yeah, yeah, hello.
If you remember.
We would hate for it to be 6,000,001.
Yeah, so, but Asian Lives Matter is like, the Stop Asian Hate is like taking over DC, man.
Yeah.
They weren't there a year ago and now they are everywhere.
Yeah, there was nothing a year ago.
I'm telling you, so.
I think you were still illegally allowed to hate them a year ago. That's what was going on.
So this is what I saw. I was like filming outside the White House, and then everyone there can't speak English, right? It's like mostly tourists, right?
Yeah.
And then except for the regulars that have a lot to say, you know, they
who come, are there every day.
They're there every day with their same spiel that they tell over and over again. But all of a sudden, outside of the White House, and we're just all hanging out immediately. A black guy was like maybe 100 meters from where we're standing. So in front of the gates where the White House is, and he just starts like the fence, he just starts kicking the cop car over and over again.
Yeah.
And then the cop runs up and is like, stop kicking him. This guy just fucking decks the cop, knocks the cop over. Cop gets up. This guy is just wailing on the cop. So we're in front of the White House. Like this dude's just like tuning the cop up, right?
Yeah.
Pretty crazy. And then all the other cops run over and just demo this guy, right? And then while that's happening, 100 other cops come, and then the snipers come out on top of the White House roof. So we have a picture of it. If you look, all of a sudden, so there's like 10 cops beating this guy up, and then the snipers are on the side of the roof, like pointed at him.
Really?
And then they're trying to kick everyone out, right? So we were there twice, both times within 20 minutes, they shut it down and kicked everyone out again, right?
Yeah.
So immediately, 100 cop security guard types, I think special services or something. This is the thing.
Secret service, yeah.
Yeah. They start kicking everyone out. They're like, you guys got to get out. And I just kept saying, no, it's cool. We're with the press. I kept saying, I'm with the press. And they were just like, what are you talking about? And I was like, yeah, I know. I'm telling everyone to leave too, but what's the area that the press goes? And they were getting pretty fed up with me, right?
The card in the press card in your hat?
I kept telling them that I didn't have to leave because I was with the press. So and then this guy just probably got like, they probably broke his arms and legs.
Oh, yeah. You get fucked up for...
And you're probably doing like 10 years in prison. I don't know what they get for trying to beat up cops outside of the White House.
Yeah. And I don't know if those are regular DC cops or if those are like...
They weren't regular DC cops.
They're like the White House like special cops. Well, yeah. Those snipers are on the roof, I think. They just live there.
But they pop up.
Yeah. They pop up. So you see them, they go, yo, what's going on?
They have their sleeping bags right now. Yeah. It's pretty crazy, though.
Yeah. They have their little sleeping caps on.
Well, anyways, I'm posting... Like I did a bunch of wild stuff that I'm not going to put on the main channel. So if you want to go to youtube.com/RyanLongPremium, I'm going to be posting a lot of like wild stuff like that. But okay, so first of all, lots of definitely stuff went down. But one of the interesting things is, so if all of the people that are kind of on the dark web or like any sort of, you know, not mainstream internet personalities,
yeah,
have all been, there's this thing, and everyone probably knows what I'm talking about, but basically you call the, you find out, someone get, they find out where the person lives, and then they SWAT them, which means you essentially, you say, hey, there's this guy and he's got a gun and he's holding someone hostage, yeah, or he's trying to kill, you say any number of things.
They did it to Bieber. That was the first time I ever heard of it, was Bieber kept having it done to him.
Right. Yeah. So Tim Pool, there was basically 6 days in a row where this cops just kept coming to his house and swatting him.
For sure.
Because if you say, hey, there's this person at their house, and
they have to.
They have no choice but to come.
Because imagine they didn't. They go, oh, it's not happening. And then an actual thing.
So
happens.
In real life, yeah, you'd be like, it's a fall. Oh, this person cried wolf too many times. But protocol wise, you can't. It doesn't matter, right? No. And this is all from internet people who are smart enough to probably, I guess, to be able to kind of, you know, do it without being caught, right?
Yeah, some people do somehow get caught, which seems some stupid because it seems like the easiest thing to not get caught, but
this was one of those things where if you're a personality on the internet, especially like a big streamer or YouTuber, like especially the really huge ones, it's almost like a guarantee it's gonna happen, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, when we went and did Tim Pool and then I went and did Tim Pool, I was like, one of these has to be a SWAT.
Dude,
it was happening so much.
Every one of those guys it's happened to, you know what I mean? Some of them it's quartering happened to 7 times, to whatever, times, right? Yeah. So anyways, there's this internet personality who's trans called Kafalls.
Yeah.
It happened to her one time. And this is the, you know, they want to talk about how much easier it is for girls or, you know, trans women. Like, just the level of, you know, the biggest thing they always say when you talk about the difference between guys and girls is like, you know what happens with a guy has problems? Nothing, because no one cares,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, correct.
If a girl has like a big issue, it's like, you know that...
She plays her whole identity as a victim,
but
too,
this is,
on the internet.
You know, just picture this was a female celebrity. It's like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course.
You know that old Monty joke they always say? It's like if a guy cries, like our friend Monty used to have a joke that was like perfectly describes it, where he's like, if a girl cries and like at work, everyone, you know, comes up, are you okay? If a guy cries in public, watch how much space he gets.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that the best?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Like if you're a guy on the subway and you start crying, just everyone like watch everyone like move over a couple seats, you know what I mean?
I was at a restaurant and the girl just started to turn the waterworks on. The guy was so, when I was in Italy, the guy got so awkward. He was like on a date with this girl and she just starts bawling.
Yeah.
And then he came behind her and he was like trying to console her. And then the craziest is she's now laughing and crying at the same time. You go like, whoa. God damn.
Dude, imagine.
She's like, but it's like the tears.
Oh, no. Oh,
and the guy's like, doesn't know what to do. And he's like massaging her shoulders. And it was like,
imagine a scenario where that was, you have the guy bawling his eyes out, just sitting there. And then, and the girl's massaging his shoulders. It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, it's just such obviously a different thing. But this girl, one time, not to say that, you know, this is good to have happen to people, but it just is one of those things where you go, listen, if you're, you know, probably it's not good to punch people that in public, but if you're like a drug dealer, it's like probably likely that at some point you're getting punched or something, you know, you're getting in a fight or some sort or whatever, right?
Yeah.
So this girl got this happened once to her, and then immediately 9,000 blog posts. YouTube's posting about it. Jagmeet Singh from Canada posted a big manifesto being like, this is what happens. This is transphobia, and this is sexism.
Yeah, welcome to the world of streaming, pal.
And you go, yo, this has happened to every guy 40 times with a big platform.
But this is streaming. This is a streamer's life.
But no one cares it happens to like one of their fucking protected classes.
Yeah, of course. Well, yeah, dude,
it makes me sick.
Well, I bet if you go Jagmeet Singh, you go, yeah, so he probably thinks this is the first time this has happened to anyone ever, and it's happening to a trans person.
Or they don't even, that's like, if you want to be, on their side almost, where you're like, oh, it's just like a little bit of ignorance of them not understanding, and this one just got to them. But somewhere on that chain is someone that does know this happens the time.
Oh,
they
just
don't care
until
it's like, you know, they're like, oh, a guy got swatted. A guy got swatted. A guy got swatted. A guy got swatted. I'm going to chill at home. A trans person got swatted. Get my cape.
Yeah, I can't imagine there's a fucking Vox piece of when, or Daily Beast of Royce and Mersh got swatted.
Right.
Like, and you're like, yeah, I don't think
of course. Gonna, but my point is, then she raised like $80,000 and it was like, it's just admit, like these people, just admit you don't care. You just want to, their whole thing is, how can I sort of, you know, prop up these like one groups or whatever?
Yeah.
But you don't get to pretend you care about the thing, because you don't care about the thing. They're like, swatting needs to stop. You don't think that. You probably liked it when it was happening before.
If you could almost say that the media be lying.
So it's more than lying, though. It's not even lying. It's like a fundamental, like, they're just such sleazeballs.
Oh, the worst.
You know?
The worst.
The thing. You know, and they want to talk about... So my point to the get is, like, kind of what I'm saying is, you know, when they talk about... Any of these people talk about privilege all the time, right? And it was just like... There was a job for girls that you... If you're, a decently hot girl, you go to a club... And then you drink, you know, you're a hot girl.
You just party.
They give you $400 a night to party and walk around and drink,
be hot.
Drink guys' alcohol.
And yeah, well, be hot, party, and then make guys think that they have a chance with you. And, then you go home.
I mean, you don't even need to necessarily do that. You're just like, you just be there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Just the act of being there without a guy. You're like, don't like make anybody think you're with some guy. Yeah. That's like the ultimate thing. Don't do that. And then,
That in Japan, like a lot, where they go, you buy a bottle and they go, would you like some girls to come drink it for you? that's so crazy.
At least they're straight up with it in Japan. They're going, that's pretty honest. Yes, I do.
How funny is that to just like, you just do it like a single. It's like, yeah, I'll buy one shot and I'd like a girl to come take the shot. The girl comes up, she goes, hey, how's it going? Takes the shot. And he goes, all right, that'll be $10. He goes, like, it's kind of what happens.
Yeah.
You go to the thing, but get a booth, and then they give you a girl to sit in your booth.
But I mean, you know, they are providing a service.
Sure.
A valuable service.
But you want to talk? Like, imagine the idea of, like, me and you get hired. Like, what happens is you go to the bar, and you just get to sort of hang around, just walk around, like, drink some girls' beers. You'll see some girls, like, have, you know, that girl has a six-pack. You know, if you see a girl that just ordered a six-pack of Buds, just pop by, you know, maybe drink a couple of them.
Yeah. I go, hey, I fish around in the bucket for the bottom claw.
Fish,
just grab that.
Yeah, exactly. Fish around in the girl's bucket for some drinks. Steal, you know, steal a couple of bobs. Yeah. Then you take one and then you put one in your back pocket for later. And you go, thanks, ladies.
Later,
you go, maybe give the girl a hug, slap her ass, and then move on to the next table.
She goes, you think that guy likes me?
Yeah.
That guy's it.
Collect your $400 at the end of the night.
I know someone who's wife, but when they're dating, that was like her job.
I don't think you want to date those girls.
No, he didn't. No, he made her quit.
Yeah,
you gotta stop that.
You can't be dating like a professional club hoe, but no. I mean, you can be smashing a professional club hoe.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you especially if you can get her bringing. I mean,
what a job, though, huh?
Yeah.
You know when they always talk about how they're like, oh, these jobs are going away, like truckers.
New jobs are popping up.
There's new jobs popping up all the time.
That's what I'm saying.
If you used to be streamers. None of these things used to exist.
If you used to be a trucker.
Yeah.
And they take trucks away now. If like Barb from Michigan.
That'll be the See, if there was truly affirmative action, like real true affirmative action across all things fairly, there'd just be some dude, some fat dude in a fucking club who's just
he
like,
shows up to your booth.
He's the club
that's
hoe.
That's how you get
his flannel is like tied so you can see his beer gut and he's just pounding fucking Natty Lights.
He's showing up and pounding your like orange juice. He's taking just stealing vodka crayons from some college finance kids. Yeah. That's true affirmative action.
Yeah, but what's we'll never
up?
See it.
What's up, boys? I'm Bill. I'm the club o. The club sent me over.
Yeah, you guys want to party? You guys like to party?
You guys are cute. Bill, no, I'm saying the other way, where it's like some girl, though, right? Like some 60-year-old girl, just like chain smoker who's just been a truck driver 95 years. And she's not a trucker anymore, but now she's a club hoe.
Now she's a club hoe.
Yeah, exactly. So this is when you want to talk about priv, you go someone, you know, one bad thing happens to you that happens to every single guy that has your same job.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden the world gives a shit.
Yeah. And again, like, do you want to be treated differently or not?
Obviously they thing. Do. Yes,
they do. Yeah.
And also just was, this is my, it was my, always my favorite meme of the, like, I have it in my phone, and every once in a while when I'm looking for pictures, I see it again, and it just always makes me laugh. But the meme that was like, you know, 1960 women want equal rights, like, and then like this, you know, 1990 women are just as good as men, 2022 women are men.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the girl just like, oh, I think it's Rachel Maddow or something like that.
Yeah.
It's just so. Like, or whatever, you know, Elliot Page or whatever. It's like 2022 women are men. That's a progression. It's so funny.
We made it, ladies. We did it. Yeah,
women
Harris.
Are men. Changed my mind.
We did it, Joe.
I was like, I had the idea of doing a change my mind. Just set up at a park and it says, you're gay. Change my mind. People have to sit down. And it was like, what's up? And there's like, so you gay? It's like, well, I have a wife. Like, I don't know. I still feel like you're gay.
Mine's not changed.
Well, here's another good one. So there's this, you know what? Okay, so actually, there's a thing called reductress, which is kind of like the female, the girl onion, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's funny. It's a funny observation I have about girls, I feel like, because so they have their, like, one of their, they're doing a lot of this kind of stuff, but recently their satire, it goes, ugh, typical straight white man says typical straight white woman. Like, you know what I mean? So they're very, very much, and the only one, reductress is a site that white women, you know, it's for white girls, right?
Yeah.
But it's interesting.
But when reductress started, like, white women were actually a victim class, and they've kind of lost
in their mind, yeah.
No, they were probably.
Well, intersectionalities are going over. Yeah,
they've lost that status.
They've lost their status, right? So they've sort of just had to move in a way that made sense. Like, you know, for if you're going to be into intersectionality, obviously that's the way I got to go. You can't be doing 2015 feminism takes, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the interesting thing is it's still kind of successful. And to me, the reason why that's like interesting is because that's only works for girls, because no guys are going to self-flagellate themselves the way that white girls will. White girls are the only, like, there'll be white dudes that'll flagellate themselves. Like self-flagellate themselves, or if that's the right word,
yeah.
In order to get women. So, you know, like the dorky male feminist types,
the
whatever,
male feminists,
right?
Yeah.
But those guys are doing it sort of to, you know, they're essentially, the best way to describe those type of guys is, people always say it's just like a sleazy way to get pussy, but it's not really true. What happens is guys actually have hierarchies, I was kind of thinking of, and you know what they're doing? They're just replacing, like, they're just replacing themselves below a different hierarchy, which is like the woman like mainstream power structure.
Yeah.
They're just making that their like leader. It's almost like, you know, when two sides are fighting and eventually like an army's losing and they'll be like, the other guy's like, we can kill you or you can come fight for our army. They're just like
turncoats.
Yeah. So they were almost, it's not that they, yeah, that's a good way to put it. So guys that are male feminists, they're not always, it's funny to say that, but they're not actually just always trying to get pussy. What they're really doing is they're like submitting under this new leader, which is girls.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they would never admit it.
But that's what the
structure
is.
They're more like, morally, they're like, no, this is a higher thing than this. It's just the getting the girls, nice little bonus, mm-hmm, of being an ally or whatever. But
a lot of those guys, we always joke that these guys are pussy fiends. Like, most of these guys are actually dorks that don't get women. Like,
yeah.
Every one of my friends is like,
well, that's why they're doing this.
Yeah, exactly.
Because,
right?
because what they're doing didn't work, so then they're trying a new strategy.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, but I don't think that I don't think it's that simple. I think it's more what's happening is that there's hierarchies of men and they would be low in that hierarchy of men. So what they're actually doing is they're finding like this new hierarchy hierarchy, which is, you know, basically this hierarchy of like women.
Yeah.
And they're like, but the truth is like the top of that, they're kind of saying like,
they'd just rather be at the bottom of the women hierarchy than the bottom of the men hierarchy.
And that to me, because that to me is what's actually happening.
Chicks love that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bad well, they're right. bottoms. Yeah. They're either way, they're bottoms.
Yeah, they're bottoms. Yeah, yeah, they're bottoms.
Either way, they're bottoms. But that's, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. 100%.
Doesn't that make sense?
Yeah.
So, but only girls would be in a situation where they're kind of, you know, just, you know, like white girls are just like, we're the worst. Like anything that started doing that with guys, I mean, feel
it's
like.
It's literally trendy.
It would just have to be for girls or guys would just stop. I don't think there's one thing where it's like a men are bad site that men watch. You know what I mean? Only women will like.
Yeah, women
flagellate,
watch men are bad.
Flagellate themselves for the cause.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they're doing a lot
fart
of
on themselves.
Well, I mean, some men are probably watching the men are bad stuff, but that's just.
Well, but that's because they don't. Those men are women, basically.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Those men are functionally
like Daily Beast
like
is
women.
All like men are bad.
Yeah, but honestly, it's mostly women that listen. Those readerships are mostly women.
Yeah, I think so.
So, anyways, I thought this was funny. It's like a girl thing. Basically, there was all these like white girls on TikTok. They were kind of saying there was like a black movie that comes out, and they were like, you know, we need to go see this movie to support or whatever. And then this woman posted probably like my favorite. This is, and they're probably will do this, but this is what happens if you want to. Like if you're like one of these people that wants to like us, you know, try to be like a white girl supporting this like black movie. This is the suggestion.
If you really want to prove to black people that you love us and you care about us and you are down for the cause, do not go see that movie opening weekend. You buy your ticket, you give it to a black person or a black family who can't afford to go, and then you go sit at that theater in front of the doors. You make sure that every black person in that theater can enjoy that movie in peace.
Now, you want to see some fucking real accidental racism happening? You go just regular black family goes, oh, I'm just trying to give my tickets to a poor black family. You go, why us? Like it'll be like literally like just, you know, the fucking racism of low expectations.
Dude,
shit.
How fucking
that's
funny
insane.
Is that,
so you go,
though?
Yeah, you have to find a poor black family and make that decision.
Some white girl goes and buys five tickets and then goes up to a black guy and be like, five tickets. Okay, and also I think I just need to say this beforehand.
What's the movie? Do we know?
I think it might
be. Juana Man too.
Okay, but like, does it really need to be said that she's saying, you know, we just need only black people in the theater so everyone can watch it in peace? The movie.
Racists are like,
listen, we need this theater.
It's the meme at the kid at the desk, you know, with the vein.
The vein's like, popping out. And she's saying, we need this movie theater packed to the brim with nothing but black people so everyone can watch this movie in a peaceful, quiet manner with no interruptions. No one's going to be talking.
Not taking this bait.
You go.
Nooey.
No. Yep. That's correct. That'll be a smoother viewing experience.
Much better. Much better viewing experience, certainly.
No one taking phone calls during the movie. But you fucking got... Yo, this is the type of stuff where you can get... like. It's almost like, you know how in Game of Thrones they had the guy where he was like, they cut off his dick and stuff like that?
Yeah.
And they made him essentially like the bitch?
Yeah, the eunuch or whatever?
Yeah, and he kind of used to be this powerful guy, and he was just so beat down you could get him to do anything.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know many guys where you could be like, hey, go, unless you're really, you know, unless this like directly benefits you. Like, for example, you're a blogger or a YouTuber and you're going to film yourself doing this and it's going to be part of your whole gimmick, right? Mm-hmm. But any normal dudes, I don't know a single one that you could.
It's going to go five movie tickets, please. And then.
Yeah, but girls, I'm telling you, they'll do this shit. Like white girls, they will like pledge their allegiance to like intersectionality. There's girls who will do this kind of stuff. It's like, I'll buy my five tickets. I'll wait outside. And they wait outside like with their, you know, their arms crossed and someone like a white guy tries to come in and they try to stiff arm
you. You should do this as a fucking little streeter thing. Just go up to Harlem, buy five tickets for wherever this movie is and then try and give them away.
Yeah. And then say, and I'm going to be guarding the theater to make sure no whites come
in.
Yeah.
And just be like, what's your, how much money did you make last year? Just got to make sure that the poorest people are really getting this.
Yeah.
And,
which, can I get your tax return if you don't mind?
Yeah. Like how poor are you exactly?
I'm going to need to
just
confirm
that. Just because if you have too
well.
Much money, then you're not victim enough.
So that shit was making me laugh.
That's nuts. There was, did you see the right wing? There's a similar thing, but they were like, there's a right wing dating app that Kaylee McEnany's sister is pushing.
Tries to make some money on that puppy, eh?
Well, it's just like, hey, if you're a conservative and you've been on Tinder and everybody's shitting on you because you're like, whatever. So yeah, here's just like a thing. And then, but all the people are like, oh, this is fucking, like I saw that, who's the basketball guy who fucking is like a political guy?
Oh, he's not, has the Daily Wire show? The black guy?
No, not the black. No, not the actual, why can't I remember his name? The blocker charge guy. Rex Chapman.
Oh, that guy. You mean the old basketball
player. The old basketball player.
He's a white guy, right?
He's a white guy, yeah.
He's a black guy as his profile picture, which is strange.
Yeah.
I thought it was a black guy forever.
No. He used to be a good player or whatever, but he's just like, he got famous. I'm sure people know who he is, but he got famous from straight up posting like videos of people getting hit by cars and like, he kept, like, that was the whole thing.
And now
people
get destroyed. Like
and then he became, like, a MAGA, or a, like a conservative, not a MAGA, a fucking, like, liberal dude or anything. But then he was like, oh.
He's like a woke boy.
He's a total woke boy, yeah. And he had a CNN Plus show that got canceled after, like, a day. But,
it must have stunk.
It is, but he's like on that thing. He goes, their tagline should be like swipe white. I'm like, that's literally racist to assume that there's no conservative people who aren't white. You're like, and everybody's like, Rex, you get him. And you're like, there's so many black conservative people and dude, of all races. And you're like, that's so racist.
This is the, and it's, and with a lot of races, when you talk about like Latinos or whatever, like it's pretty even, to be completely honest. Like all that is, and you go, I think it's wherever they live, people are more likely to be that.
Yeah, but like if you ask me, you go, what percentage of black people are Democrats? He'd be like, I don't know, 100? Like that's like in his mind. He honestly, that's what he thinks. Is you're like, yeah,
every single one.
They just think,
dude, he does that like once a day. Where
I mean, a lot of people think that. That's like the Joe Biden, you ain't black stuff.
Exactly, right? And they do that like once a day. But I get it if politicians try to push that narrative because they're just like, it's effective for voting. But if you're not a politician, it's like, all you're doing is just exposing that you like have no idea how people operate.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
going to take a quick second here to tell the folks about a fantastic new sponsor, and that is Babbel. Now listen, for all of your summer travels, whether you're going abroad or staying domestic, if you want to immerse yourself in the culture, immerse is the word, not immense. If you want to immerse yourself in the culture, I need to learn English, and then I learn other languages like French. You're trying to impress the chicks. You want some of those hot-ass Spanish chicks? Yeah, you do. Well, you want to speak them in their native tongue. Give that tongue some practice. Now is the perfect time to start Babbel. Babbel is the language learning app that sold more than 10 million subscriptions thanks to Babbel's addictively fun and easy bite-sized language lessons. There's still time to learn a new language before you reach your destination. Get into it. I actually was going through with it and brushing up on getting back in the French game because before that, je ne parle pas français très bien.
Yeah.
As of now,
there you go.
Getting better. With Babbel, you only need 10 minutes to complete lessons so you can start having a real-life conversations in the new language in as little as 3 weeks. And you can do it on the plane. There's a bunch of different games you can play. Their teaching methods have been scientifically proven to be effective. Babbel, you can choose from 14 different languages, Spanish, French, Italian, German. The speech recognition technology helps you improve your pronunciation and accents. And start your new language learning journey today with Babbel. Right now, save up to 60% off your subscription when you go to babbel.com/boyscast. That's babbel.com/boyscast for up to 60% off of your new subscription. Babbel, language for life. But speaking of which, I wasn't going to talk about this yet, but this, while we're talking about celebrities, BuzzFeed is doing the Lord's work.
Yep.
The Lord's work. And by releasing a list of celebrities who liked Johnny Depp's Instagram post.
Disgusting.
I puked. Every time I see a celebrity, I puke.
Stuff that they're up to.
Yo, this is what BuzzFeed's up to right now. You remember how there used to be like 10.
Yeah, the lists.
A list of 10 now wacky. Like,
here's a bunch of people you can cancel or not cancel.
Wink. Dude, it drives a lot of internet personalities. I've been started to do things, you know, videos kind of being like, oh, look at me, I'm trying to get canceled. You know what I mean? Kind of making fun of cancel. It's like, I feel like it all sort of stems from like, it's all, a lot of that stuff is always, you know, when you put up the mask and they're actually seething.
Yeah.
But it stopped working. Canceling people doesn't work all that great. And boy, does that piss them off.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The best part is they have the list. And then if you look at the list, it all says declined to comment. They go, has not responded to BuzzFeed News. And you're like, yeah, you DM'd a person with 100 million followers to say, do you want to comment?
Duh.
And then, yeah, you didn't hear back. And then they go, what? Declined to comment.
Declined to comment.
I have 12,000 followers and I didn't get a response back. So
to this stupid blogger running a hit piece. Body. And then on top of that, they did this. They did a list of celebrities who liked Johnny Depp's post. And then under that, they did a list of celebrities who unliked the post. So celebrities that liked it, and then there's starting to be some buzz about this? That. Well, because they took a screenshot of who liked it, and then they went back to do their article to see if there's any more, and they noticed that some of these weren't there anymore. But they go, oh, that's suspicious.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, that post,
they didn't put me on it. I liked the post. What's wrong, BuzzFeed?
Do you unlike it?
What's wrong, BuzzFeed? I'm not a big enough celeb for you.
Like, that post has 20 million.
Who the fuck is Jamie Bauer?
Dude, the post has 19 million likes right now.
They went through each one. But every single time they had to go buy a new phone because they threw it at the wall. They go, no, not Patty Smith. Patty Smith. Ryan Adams, who also was in a little bit of a water himself. Ryan Adams, this happened to. He got a little bit of a situation himself.
Yeah, like Bella Hadid did not respond to comments.
Oh, Bella Hadid, you're in the scope. We're watching you.
No, these are the removals.
No, that's the people who liked her. Bella Hadid might also be a removal, but I'm looking at just the people who did it. Oh, Halle Berry was a removal, I believe. Naomi Campbell commented, heart, heart, heart. Oh, I'm never watching Scream again. I'll tell you what, Halle Berry. I'm going to watch Scream with the Scream mask.
Yeah.
You're not going to see me coming. Guess what? I'm going to whisper into your ear wearing the Scream mask. Racist. Shame. No, it's going to happen.
Shame.
I'm going to wear the I'm going to put the Scream mask on. And when Naomi Campbell does least expect it,
you're thinking of
she's
Nev
walking
Campbell.
Out of. I'm thinking of Nev Campbell.
Yeah,
same to me. Same thing to me. Naomi Campbell.
They all look the same, those Campbells.
All these Johnny Depp post likers are all the same to me. Well, either way, I'm putting the Scream mask on. All you Campbells are racist. Netflix
I will say, I was confused for a moment. I go, was she in?
And then I'm putting the Scream mask on, regardless.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to find you walking out of Chick-fil-A, most likely. Yeah, you and Kid Rock are probably walking out of Chick-fil-A and Tucker Carlson. And then I'm going to whisper into your ear, shame. And then I'm going to go home. Because that'll be enough.
Maybe you could grab the phone and re-like the post.
Yeah.
That's what you go. You're gonna,
it's your punishment.
That's like smoking the smokes. You get buses having a smoke. You smoke the
you
whole car.
The whole pack.
You go, you got to re-like every misogynist post. Chris, pull up Chris Brown's Instagram. You're going to like every Chris Brown post until you learn your lesson.
Oh, you like what? You like, yeah, you enjoy hearting misogynistic posts? That's your favorite thing right now?
Oh, you like that? Okay.
Now pull it up. Now you're liking Andrew Tate's post.
Yeah, pull up Dave Portnoy. We're going to run the gamut.
Yeah. See how you like that.
And then they're like, their tears are falling on their screen.
You're not done.
They're not done.
You're going to like every misogynistic.
And they go, there's water on the screen. It won't work now.
I
go,
care.
Wipe it.
Yeah, you're liking City Boys posts.
City Boys.
Hoodville. No, you're not done liking Hoodville posts.
Nope.
Yeah, so Emma Roberts. Jason Momoa. Jason Momoa probably fucking deleted his.
Oh, yeah.
That's like The Rock and all these people that they just try to play. They're just straight up trying to play the game.
Yeah.
Sometimes they go too deep where they just box themselves into a corner where Jason Momoa can't even like his friend's post.
Yeah.
He's going with the tide, these Hollywood boys. Molly Shannon, you're dead to me. Molly Shannon.
It's interesting who they put like making the list. You're like, this is a B-list, C-list celebrity from like 99, Molly Shannon. I guess she's on something now.
Molly Shannon. Paris Hilton, dead to me. J-Wow from Jersey Shore. Well, now we've gone a little too far.
J-Wow. No, not J-Wow.
Juliet Lewis, Kat Von D. Those guys both like Mike. They're Kat Von D and Julie Lewis are friends of the show.
Friends of the show.
Shout friends out. Of my Instagram account. Justin Jenna Carano, also friend of the show.
Yep.
Justin Long. If you're not familiar, he was
He was the
big
Mac.
Push to make Justin Long the Hollywood celebrity. Justin Long.
Yeah, that was a weird.
No, it's Justin Long and Jim from The Office were the two biggest pushes that Hollywood, they won't let it go.
Well, Jim from The Office, that was mission accomplished. That's Bush on the carrier. That's mission accomplished right there.
They got him.
Jim from The Office?
Big star
yeah,
for you.
He's huge.
Not for me.
He was like Jack Reacher. I mean, he's there. He's not like
that was Tom Cruise.
No, Jack Reacher the show.
Nah.
On Amazon Prime.
Nah.
He was on every Amazon box.
Didn't happen as far as I'm concerned.
Dude, Justin Long. Like, Justin Long, I honestly, if you ask me, I go
more
like
Justin Schlong.
I feel like he was like, he retired on his own terms. That's what it feels like.
Yeah.
For how big he was for that moment. I mean, he legit was the Apple guy. The Apple, so he must have just maybe got just such insane money from that campaign that he's just like, yeah, I don't.
No, you are wrong.
I'm saying that's what my thought process
your
is
thought process
for why
is
he's
wrong.
Disappeared.
He's just been, they've been trying to make him like stars of these big movies forever, and he just hasn't had a huge hit.
What was the one?
He's had a few where he's done okay.
Something, a high school movie, I remember.
I don't know. He did, whatever. It doesn't matter. We're not going to talk about Justin.
It matters to him. Matters to him, Ryan. Someone who shares the last name with this guy.
Yeah.
Should matter.
There's a new Long in town, okay? You're done.
Ryan Long, the Jeopardy guy.
No, Justin Long, you like Johnny Depp's post. It's fucking over, bud.
Even though it's clearly been over for
you
a
messed
solid
up.
Decade.
You done messed up. And you know what? Did you see, on top of that, I don't know if you saw this, but they raided Donald Trump's home.
What?
Oh, just like that. And just like that, conservatives love cops and liberals hate them. No, that's wait, the opposite.
Yeah,
conservatives hate cops hate and cops. Liberals love them.
Yeah, we hate the FBI.
I saw it. It's overnight.
Yeah.
Apparently, you know
they're
the funny part?
Releasing the warrant shortly.
I've watched every. I've seen so many people like that are super liberal with like a hot take that it'll be like. Well, what about this? Like, now you see conservatives all of a sudden wanted to fund the police, and it's like, yeah, and all of a sudden you love them. Like,
yeah.
It's like, yes, you are pointing out hypocrisy, but you also are doing
yeah,
that.
Yeah, what a crazy thing. People love the police state when it benefits them directly, and they hate it when it goes against them.
Well, that's what we are currently witnessing, folks.
Yeah. Who could have seen that coming?
We got conservatives being like, and not to say that there wasn't people on both sides who already didn't like it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or whatever. Some of the people aren't flipping, but most of the people are. Your average mainstream conservative and liberals are flipping. They're saying, these friggin' cops are no good. FBI is bad news, actually.
You think there's any
federal body inspectors.
You think, because they got a safe. You think there's any way in that safe there's outtakes from, there's like a full send prank? That unreleased full send prank?
Ooh.
Imagine that's like what the big bombshell is. It's just like a full send prank.
I would say that, yeah, that's probably the blueprints for shows that are beyond True Social. The Joy's cast, me and Danny's new porn show.
Yeah.
Joy cast. Well, I'd say the funniest thing I saw that just made me laugh is Jesse Kelly, if you know who that is.
Yep.
He's like a conservative broadcaster guy. And he said, he posted some version of like, maybe Trump should be extra mad at whoever put this FBI chief in charge or whatever, right? Because Trump is the guy who did that.
Yeah.
And then this like big blogger dude named Brendan Friedman posted a own of him saying the one that was like, Trump should be mad at whoever put him in power with the thing beside it that said, Trump's the guy who did it. And he posted that like, and then he goes, injected into my veins.
Oh yeah.
And it was like
that one.
Yo, yeah, that's the joke he was making. And he was like, dude, just the most, like, it was like, it was the perfect amount of just, if you were to bottle a blogger where you go, a blogger reading someone's joke, not understanding they're making that joke, making the same joke themselves, and then go, injected into my veins.
I mean, the worst part is that that blogger probably got more heat on that tweet than Jesse Kelly did on his tweet.
Yeah.
And so it's like, it's still serving his purpose.
I know.
It totally is, because now there's a bunch of fucking, like, you know, liberal chicks being like, injected into my veins. Take it out of your veins and then inject it into my veins.
Well, I want some of that in my veins too.
Yeah, and it'll just get retweeted a million times, and it's like, even though it's like this,
and then and then one guy that's banging all the girls just show up and he goes, nah, suck on my vein.
Show him out.
Drain the main
vein into my veins, you fucking libtard.
No, I'm the one who wants it in my veins. So, you know, I kind of said that the Kafals thing where they go, listen, swatting is transphobic. This is what this is what they have to go through.
Yeah. You know what's really transphobic? Uh-huh. I bet there's zero trans people on that SWAT team. That SWAT team is
SWAT team.
All not men.
I'll tell you what.
Cis.
Yes.
Men.
So I was saying they're kind of.
The SWAT industry has a cis male problem.
Well.
If you will.
Do you know how people appropriate Daniel?
Yes.
Well, my point is they're appropriating.
Yeah, man.
They're appropriating gamer culture. Like, they're appropriating shit that happens to gamers. They're saying, like, this is what trans people have to do with. And it was like, no. This is what, like, gamer dudes have to deal with. You know what I mean?
I mean, she might be the first trans person ever to be swatted.
This is my point. So now, you think that made you mad? As a streamer?
Yeah.
You want to hear, and she is a streamer, but you want to hear one that is worse? Bachelorette parties are destroying safe spaces for LGBTQ+ parties. So, their gripe? You're going to say the LGBTQ thing, swatting's their problem.
Yeah.
And you go, no, that's our problem. You go, okay, now the number one thing that is a big problem for you is bachelorette parties ruining your spaces? No. Bachelorette parties ruin comedy clubs.
Yeah. Gays are appropriating comedy.
Culture. They're appropriating gamers. They're appropriating comedy. You go, yeah, you're stealing all of our gripes.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, they're going to be like, ugh, trans people can't stop getting, you know, their platform's taken away. Yeah, and you go,
trans people keep getting destroyed by hecklers at the supermarket.
And you go, no, 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 no. No, no, no. Bachelorette parties ruined comedy clubs.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
That's how it's been. That's how it along has been.
Yeah, this is a bit much. You think, because, you know, the gays, you thought you loved chicks.
Well, no. That's the old world. They go, we can call this process heterification.
Yeah.
Like gentrification, heterification occurs when people feel privileged to take over spaces of others. No, no, no. This is our gripe. And yes, you're right. 10,000 girls, a group of 12 girls fucking squawking.
Yep.
And by the way, if a group of 10 bachelorette girls show up squawking to a gay party, there's enough people squawking there already.
Yeah,
it's a squawking event too.
I will say, shout out to the UK, the only place I've ever heard of where they straight up, all the clubs are banned those things, where if you say you're a fucking thing, they go, no.
You know what is interesting? That is interesting, but I'll tell you what it is. I think that if you are a dude and you're getting married and your chick's like, hey, I'm actually doing our bachelorette party, a comedy club, you're like, That's a good
for
wholesome
sure.
Bachelorette
You're like, hell
party.
Yeah. It's like one above Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, your chick comes through and she goes, yeah, we can't decide. It's either we're going to see Joe List or it's
Chippendales.
Or no, seven. We're going to do a 5-day Miami trip.
Yeah, we're just going to hang out on some rich billionaire's boat for 5 days. Oh, I don't know his name. And you go, maybe the comedy club sounds like a fun one.
Yeah, you're like, honestly, that does sound good, but also Nate Bargatze's doing fucking...
Yeah, he'd love it if you show up with a bunch of fucking cock popsicles.
No, but yeah, I think that's the comedy bachelorette party's definitely dudes being like, you know, we can't decide. We're doing maybe like Chippendales, then like 3 days in Vegas, 4 days on like a boat in Aruba. It's like, or option two,
John Panette,
Patton Oswalt at the Beacon. So you go, honestly, that Patton thing sounds like you guys should have some fun. That'd be wild for you. Love that for
you. Yeah, you got to always be like, the guy has to, like, because he wants it so bad, but he doesn't want it, so he has to play that game where he goes, I don't know. Do you know Patton Oswalt? He opened for Dave Chappelle. He actually did I guess, you know, but he did apologize. Go see Patton. It's a little out there, but...
You know what? It's your bachelorette.
But, you know, you got to sow your wild oats. And what's crazier than seeing a guy who opened for Dave Chappelle?
Anyway,
me and the boys
are going to the whorehouse. Yeah. We're going to the whores.
Going to the who's.
Me and the boys are going to the whores. No, wait up. So these guys, there's some friggin' audacity. You know what I mean? Because they're saying, like, hey, based on this is the thing is what they're doing. They go, based on our research, They did a bunch of research and they said that a bunch of people don't want bachelorette parties. You go, yeah, no one wants fucking, no one, yeah,
nobody
wants them.
Nobody wants them. And that's like,
that's why they go to Nashville.
Yeah. And that place is weird. I don't know if you've ever been or heard of Provincetown.
No.
Provincetown. So it's
their research. What was the research? You put a bunch of, you had a bunch of scientists in a room and then they sent in a fucking drunk bachelorette party and all the scientists were like, don't love this.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's no, your no. What is your you did some research,
yeah,
and it turns out, yeah, a bunch of people,
no, yeah, it's just they're disruptive, nobody wants them.
Yeah, it's like yeah, you did research and people were annoyed by a bachelorette party. It's like, we also did another research and 9 crying babies.
Babification.
Yeah, it's a, yeah, babification.
Yeah, there's babification going on in Provincetown.
Yeah, you go, yeah, a bachelorette party, fucking annoying, what are you, stupid?
Yeah,
you had to do research to find out.
The problem is the gays made
they probably like it more. The gays like it more than anyone else likes it.
Yeah, but the problem is they made this alliance with the ladies for, right.
And I know.
And then the ladies
show
up.
The gays are trying to back out of the alliance.
Yeah, thinking like, oh, we'll go to a gay thing, you know. And then they're like, eh,
gays are trying to back out of the alliance.
We can't do anything with you anymore. We need like more powerful people, like a bunch of white ladies showing up to Provincetown.
We need black ladies at the very least.
I went to Provincetown when I was a kid. I'm probably going to get killed for this in the comments, but the gayest place I've ever been in my life.
Why?
It's a literal gay city.
Really?
Yeah. Sound good to you or what?
Why is it so gay?
It's just they've made themselves like it's a town. It's in, I don't know if it's Rhode Island or Massachusetts or something. It's near, but it's like a just straight, everything is gay. It's like a church street.
Everything is gay.
Yeah. It's like a church street or in Toronto or whatever, like, but it's the whole place.
So everyone just knows that's where the boys go?
Dude, I was not even just.
You must have had fun, eh? Right?
I was like 10.
And you just slip and slide it in? Like you just.
Dude, no, I was, I think, 11. And I remember
that's
walking
how you
around.
That's how you cross the border on a slip and slide into the town, and then just.
Yeah, it was. It was fucking. It's a weird place.
CDC. This is. I was saying. This is
a lot of taffy shops.
This is okay. This is my impression of. This is how health officials deal with COVID. Oh my God! Everyone, stay in your house. Everyone, you need to put a mask on. Quit your job. Don't touch anyone. Have sex through a hole, even with your wife. 9 condoms. Okay. Virtual sex probably better. Here's how health officials deal with monkeypox. I mean, if you're gonna have 19 guys, you're gonna have 19 guys. I mean, what are they supposed to do?
Yeah, if you can just get the name of one of them, would be good.
If you've already sucked 18, what's the 19th? what are we supposed to do? I mean,
we should. You know what? For the boys,
this is how they start. This is how the health official starts it. They go, okay, and now, what do you think about the restrictions for monkeypox? Well.
I think I got for people, we did a boys cast stream and we did some prank calls. We should prank call like the fucking health, like the 311 or whatever, mm-hmm, line about monkey, like the monkeypox, like, because I'm sure you call in just questions like, about.
I have a problem. Yeah, I'm just so, listen, I heard that monkeypox were going around and I already had sex with like 5 guys this morning and I'm planning to have sex with 3 more. Should I cool it or do you think that society should be telling gay guys to not have sex?
Is there any kind of bathhouse protocol?
Yeah, you have the guy on the phone just like sweating bullets being like, nah, bone him.
Yeah.
Nah, you're probably good.
Does the steam in the bathhouse, does that kill the monkey pox or?
Honestly, bro, you're probably going to want to bone him. I'll just say this. After you bone him, wash your hands. Wash your hands after you bone him.
Yeah, that's what you got to do. Just wash your hands and that should defeat the monkey pox.
Very different. But heterification is very like gentrification.
Yeah.
It's about money. In our research, they said it's about money. I don't know how it's about money. In our research, many drag queens said that the bachelorette parties are on their main are their main source of income, and that fewer LGBTQ plus people attend their shows. So they're saying that the bachelorette parties lay down the cashola.
Yeah, I guess that the fucking library story hours not paying the bills.
Libraries.
They just do that for the love of the game, you know?
Drag queen, yeah, wasn't paying the bills reading reading stories about being gay to 4-year-olds.
Yeah, also there's so many people who are drag queens. You're like, this is a tiny market. Like, yeah, sorry that you have to perform for bachelorette parties. I can't imagine a lot of fucking stag parties on a drag queen.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Bummer, sorry.
No, yeah, and you go, yeah, I'm sorry, drag queens, that all of a sudden you have to perform for bachelorette parties.
just you hate to see it, you know?
You hate to see it, man. Drag queens do a fucking 100% appropriate our culture, too, because drag queens try to do jokes every now and then in their act.
Yeah, they do bits.
They do
bits. I'm telling you, drag kings way better. Drag kings are way better.
Drag kings.
For my money, I'm a drag king, man.
Comes out with a beer.
They come out with a beer. They do a weird dance and mouth, like lip sync a rap.
Yeah. Many of the bridal party participants believed that homophobia, they never discussed transphobia, it was a thing of the past, something older generations have to deal with. So when they asked these bachelorette parties, hey, what do you guys think of homophobia since you're at the gay bar?
Yeah.
They're like, I feel like it's not as bad as it was before. And they go, okay. I mean, okay.
All right.
Oh, wow.
I wonder what the homophobia is like. You just know what you
did.
Town.
We just gave you some rope. And you guess what you did with it?
Hung yourself.
We gave you some rope, and it's around your neck now, bud.
I think the only homophobia in Provincetown is someone who's like pulling over for a rest. Like, they just got like, oh, I got to fucking take a piss so badly. And they pull over on like their long ass road trip.
Uh-huh.
And they go, what in tarnation is this place? What? There is no God.
It's just. 9-5 nude guys just drive by and I'm like on one motorcycle.
It honestly is kind of like that.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's heaven.
And then one of the girls says, you know, it gets worse. She says, one of my best friends is gay. He's never really faced any discrimination, said the one. This level of.
Oh, he must be white.
Must be white. Sounds about white.
Oh, your white gay friend?
Injected into my veins.
Put it in.
That's the guy talking about cum in Provincetown. Monkeypox injected into his veins.
Do you think someone has ever injected cum into their veins?
Yes.
Probably.
You.
And lived to tell the
Your
tale?
Dad. The level of ignorance and the actual state of affairs for LGBTQ people. Populations in the United States. I've been doing a joke where I said that I've been saying gay accents because I've been doing like, do Chinese people have like a gay accent? And then I've been saying like, oh, you know, British, I know British gay people have an accent, all of them, because every British person sounds gay. Populations in the United States was reminiscent of white Americans insisting racism was over just because we had a black president. No one insisted racism's over completely. However, if you live in any major metropolitan and you're gay, it is par for the course.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is just very, very normal.
For sure.
Worse than their post-homophobia-homophobia. That's a pretty good new word.
Post-homophobia-homophobia?
They said post-homophobia-homophobia. It's when you're so homophobic that you don't even like a post near you.
I hate those posts.
They see a guy putting a post into, like, you know, he's going to put a post into your lawn, and you go, the fuck is this dick-looking shit?
Yeah, why is this bear guy putting a post on my lawn?
Why are you putting some... What the hell are you doing with that dick-looking object putting it into my thing?
He's just pounding it into that hole.
Why are you pounding some dick-looking thing into my heart?
He just
my
won't
lot?
Stop pounding that thing into that hole.
What do you think? What kind of world do you think you living in? You think you just show up to my house? You take some dick-ass-looking object? you turn my lawn into a butthole? Motherfucker. And they go, that's post-homophobia, homophobia. When we asked the bridal parties if anyone in their group was lesbian, bisexual, or trans, they answered, stunned, I actually have no idea, as if a woman's queerness was a topic not to be broached. So I love this blogger. When they went up to the bachelor party, five girls, one's getting married, one's in the bride, one's in the party, they go, which one of y'all's trans? This one looks a little butch.
Yeah, what about you? Let me just see what's down there.
More importantly, obviously, when they're talking to this blogger, this is the women not wanting to get canceled.
Yeah.
Yeah, you go, yeah, they weren't sure. Yeah, a bridal party. They go, hey, is anyone in your group trans? And they go, not sure.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, I'm not sure if anyone in my wedding party. They're close enough to me that they're in my wedding party, but never quite checked if they're trans or not.
Might be gay. Does that count?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
No, you could do the thing where it's like the fucking goes. Yeah, she made out with another chick in college. It's like, oh, you think that's what we do, huh?
You think that's all we do?
That's what it is, huh?
That it is what it is, huh? We just out here in college making out with chicks. That's a post-homophobia homophobia. These idiots. idiot. Ridiculous, dude.
Yeah.
And we're going to take another quick second to tell you about FitBod. You already know what it is. Me and DP are getting jacked. I was just doing it at the hotel gym as recent.
Great thing for the road if you're traveling.
As 2 days ago. It's a great thing for everywhere. So FitBod, come on, your time. It's time to get jacked in here. Life's picking up after these summer months. Days getting shorter. Calendar's filling up. Work's getting hectic. It's easy to fall out of the good habits, you know. Summer's the fun season, so it's easier. Fall's when people fall off. But putting the workout habit now, it leads to the same old new. If you put it off, then you come in, then it's January, you're trying to, I'll lose weight again. So FitBod's smart workout app scientifically tailors an exercise program to your goals, equipment, and schedule so you can keep your full calendar and your summer gains. So I'm all about it. For me, the biggest thing that I like is that it changes the workouts all the time, and also that it allows you to type in what kind of machines and barbells and everything you're working with, and then the algorithm changes and updates your fitness plans as you go. FitBod's smart workout app creates custom dynamic exercise programs based on your goals, experience, and equipment, then varies your routine to avoid overtraining. See your muscle usage, recovery, achievements, and workout streaks right in the app. So for less than the cost of one session of a personal trainer, you can get a full year of personalized workouts with FitBod. Come on.
Come on.
The price cannot be beat. The app is super easy to use with video tutorials that make learning new exercises a breeze. So keep your workout momentum going. Get personalized workouts from FitBod that get tougher as you do. 25% off your subscription to try the app for free when you sign up now at fitbod.me/boyscast. That's 25% off your subscription, or try it free at fitbod.me/boyscast. Anyways, there's another good one. Because women, so this is like, I've been arguing a lot about this stuff with everyone, because everyone's very hyped up about, you know, misogyny, probably more so than, you know, politics or racism anymore.
Yeah.
So this is like a lot of what I've been arguing with people about.
Okay.
But so there's this kind of the idea that women
are sick,
but in like dating, even like when I was talking like Corinne and stuff like that, you know, just the idea of like when it's like women kind of like a lot of times don't understand how men. Well, just I just mean like with dating, what guys actually find attractive in women. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think a lot.
I think they're pretending. I think they know and they just don't want to admit. Well, because you lose a bit of leverage.
Right, a little bit. Yeah.
You lose a bit of leverage by putting all your cards out like that, saying like, oh, I know the whole deal. Right. So they'll, you know, you play coy a bit.
Well, it is interesting that every time a guy is just honest about what, like, if you're a woman that's honest about what you feel about like the other sex, you can say almost anything you want and it's like celebrated.
Yeah.
If you're a guy and you just, whether it's right or wrong, if you just say what you think, like if you go, this is how I see the world, this is kind of like what I think of women, they try to remove you from platforms.
Yeah. Like, I mean, they killed Kevin Samuels.
They killed Kevin Samuels.
You think that was a fucking, you think he just died in his sleep? Healthy guy in his fucking, what, 40s, 50 years old?
No, I was trying to, you know, even
they
like
killed that man.
Basic principles, like, you know, the kind of the idea of, you know, a million people have made this, but you know, forever, all in time, a small percentage of the guys banged all the girls.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Of course.
And what would happen is, you know, sometimes like what they do is like, you go, well, what do the other guys do? It's like, well, mostly go to war and die.
Yes.
Because you go, well, what do you do with all these extra guys? You go, yeah, they're slaves. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? They're building pyramids right now. And my pyramid builder that we conquered their fucking army.
Farmers.
Yeah, they go, excuse me, can I get some pussy? They go, yeah, if you even look at any of the pussy.
Well, when we're done with it, you have our sloppy fifths or whatever.
Exactly, right?
Yeah, you got like, I mean, it flows downhill, you know? Like,
but most of the guys just die.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? So you go, well, that's one of the reasons why You go, probably one in two guys probably died back in the day. So you have guy, just even the top guys having those more girls still makes sense.
Back in the day, you're talking about modern day China right now. I mean, with their whole one child policy and the no girls and stuff, there's a real
suicide rate and stuff.
Not in, just die alone. There's not enough women to match up.
Right.
And then there's the guys who are taking more than their fair share.
Taking more than their fair share. So that's been happening forever. And I was like, even when you explain this to people, they go, well, that doesn't make sense because, and I was trying to explain, and so the reason I'm bringing this up, there's this girl did this big article about how my friends are all dating idiots. Why are they doing that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And a lot of that is girls just don't understand what their actual value is. So a lot of these girls that are kind of saying stuff like this, they're just like, you go, you're a six, but you're dating sort of like guys who are sevens. And then you're kind of like, why are they dating like guys below them? And you go, whereas I'm dating these guys, and you go, yeah, but they're not your boyfriend. Like you're just you're kind of banging guys that are above you, and they're banging nine of you. You know what I mean?
Also, no girl thinks they're a six. That's a very rare lack of self-awareness.
Right. But there's so many girls, like I'll just say even everyone's kind of had this, but I've had so many times where you're kind of like, you got some girl that's kind of whatever on the roster, like kind of thing. You might hang out with her a bit and she'll be just like, then like months later, whatever, after, she'll kind of talk to you about like, you know, and we had this kind of special thing, me and you're like, what?
Yeah, you go, are you sure it was me?
You go, lady, like you were like, I didn't even, you were so not even in the realm of mattering. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not even an asshole way, but you go, oh, just because.
I mean, you're like, I thought you thought the same thing.
No, I maybe didn't even think that. I maybe thought that they kind of wanted it, but I assumed that they knew it like wasn't.
Yeah.
You go, yeah, you weren't able to lock me down. And I was like, yeah, because.
You thought it was like a make-a-wish thing? We're like, you don't think you're actually going to play in the NFL, do you?
A little. But some of these people, it's a little of that, right? But you go, but that's every girl. You know what I mean? Every girl is kind of, and I said, this is the best way that I described it. You know what I mean? And because, and even with girls where they say, well, why is it, like they always describe, they have trouble with the idea of why would guys bang like girls less than them all the time? You know what I mean? And you go, I said, this is the best way to describe it. If you have a party and there's a bunch of cool guys, let's say, right?
Sounds like a fun party.
Fun party with a bunch of cool guys.
Just a bunch of cool dudes.
And then there's a bunch of gross girls, right?
Yeah.
There's 10 guys there and 3 girls, and the girls are gross, right?
Yeah.
The probably, in a lot of scenarios, the top dudes will still just bang, like, they'll just bang those gross girls, you know what I mean? So the top.
In a vacuum, sure.
Yeah, the top, exactly. Yeah, we're all.
Not like they can't go somewhere, they're on an island.
Everyone's on an island. The dudes, so those 3 girls still get banged, it's just the top dudes still bang the girls, you know what I mean? Yeah. And you go, you banged less girls, and you go, why? And you go, I don't know, that's who was there, you know what I mean? That was the selection.
We're on a goddamn island, right. What are you supposed to do?
But if you go the other way, and you go, there's like a bunch of hot girls, and then there's 3 like really gross guys, the girls just don't bang. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they hang out with the girls and.
Yeah, so if it's mismatched and the hot girls are like hotter, they'll just be like, a lot of times the girls would, you know, if there's like supermodels and then a bunch of normal guys, the supermodels would just be like, okay, yeah, I don't need to bang these guys or whatever, right?
Well, obviously, it's biology. It's like,
but if there's supermodel guys and then sixes, they'll bang the sixes.
Yeah.
And you go, well, that's kind of how it all works, right? Because so that guy will just bang everyone. But I was sort of describing all that stuff. And
Red Pill Ryan.
Well, I was sort of the original.
But it's funny that someone would suggest that like what you just said is any kind of hot take when it's like obvious.
Well, my point wasn't that it's a hot take. It's my point is that like a lot of girls like can't like register why.
Yeah, I understand that. And they would say, like, that's misogynist. I thought that analogy
is a good way to describe it.
No, that's how it is.
I thought that was the best way to describe it. Is you go, picture a party, like, because you can put their faces to it. Like, picture a party when you went to college, your buddy that was good with girls. You know, a couple girls shows up. Would he bang the girl that's less? Okay, now picture the girl that's, like, the top hot girl. Everyone loves that girl. She shows up. Some kind of losery guys were there. Does she go home with one of them? Okay, well, that's how the world works.
Yeah, and if she did, that would follow her around for the rest of her life.
Yeah, it would be like now we be know like that
20 years later, you remember she banged that gross dude? And
right.
And you're like, what was going on?
Yeah,
and she has to have some whole backstory. She's like, my parents were like talking about getting divorced. I was having problems at home. Like,
where's the guy?
I was addicted to pills. Like, there is a whole
remember
story.
That funny night yeah, when you remember, took down
you,
that?
Yeah, you go, yeah, that was awesome. That's it. That's the end of it.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Yeah, exactly. Because it doesn't like change the.
Yeah, but also this girl in this article, she's like, my friends are so amazing and these boyfriends are. And like, you're kind of overstating your friends for sure. If you're saying all your friends are dating below them.
I'll read that sentence, then say that. He goes, So my friends are all dating flogs. I can't stand it. Many of my girlfriend's partners, my girlfriends are smart, strong, stunning women, and they're choosing the company of absolute dropkicks. I wish I could shake these ladies and say, it's okay to be single. So, yeah, average girl,
I love how
seven of her friends are drop-dead beautiful models.
Yeah, they're rich, they're successful, they have everything going for them. The only thing they don't have going for them is their poor ability at picking men. They have one flaw in their whole lives.
Well, she doesn't understand why girls like men either, right? She's just like, well, because when she starts to describe it, she's decided what like she thinks her friends are deserved. This is why girls' friends give them the worst advice, because girls give their friends advice as if they were better than they are.
Yeah.
So they go, you know what I mean? They go, all their friends give them like hot, amazing girl advice where it's like, really, you go, yeah, if you took your friend's advice, this guy's going to hate you.
Yeah, but also, no, this is like, this is very much the person who's given up drinking, who hangs around with people who still drink. Like, this is like in AA and be like, oh, you're still drinking. Like, you know, what do you even see in alcohol? Like, that stuff. And you're like, yeah, you can't, like, you've given up, you know, maybe ever meeting a guy. You're like, I'm single forever. So then now you're like, yeah, every guy sucks. Why? You come be single with me to make me feel better about my choice.
Uh-huh. It's a
insane.
Little bit.
Yeah, it's insane. Like, she's like, oh, yeah, all 30-year-old women should be single? Like, what kind of, what?
No, she thinks they all deserve princes, and all her friends are so amazing. And it's like, no, I got news for you. Your friends are normal, and this is what a normal guy looks like.
Yeah, and you have to kind of now be like, you can't even get these shitty dudes.
Those guys won't even like you.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, fuck her. She's a fucking total wet blanket. Like, they don't even want to
I'll tell you some of the things that she said. You know, she's, these are some of, you know, 100% this girl's life's crappy too. Yeah, you know what I mean?
I mean, she's writing for Mamma Mia.
This is some of the,
we cover Mamma Mia a lot.
I love it. No, well, it's reason we cover it. And then everyone sends us articles.
No,
now.
But I'm saying like, it's all written by women and never have I been like, this person who's writing this article is happy in their life.
Sure. Okay.
They're all miserable.
There you go. But there is a lot of them that write for this site, and it is a good window into like how these girls see the world. She goes, Sarah asked me for dinner with her new flame, Peter. She's been seeing this guy for 6 months, but we didn't want to meet him until she was sure. Her tales of him in the lead up were red flag central, real misogynist vibes.
Like so, Joe Rogan.
Well, this
watches UFC.
1,000% girls legitimately say that where they're like, yeah, he's one of those guys that listen to Joe Rogan. And you go, that is so 80% of guys don't meet your qualifications. Mm-hmm. Are you in the top 20% of women? And they go, yeah, we all are.
Yeah, we all are.
Every woman is in the top 20% of women. That's one thing I've had this conversation with like hot girls before too, where they'll a lot of times be like, well, this and this and this, and why don't girls just do this and this and this? And you go, do you consider yourself like a hot girl? And you go, so do you think that anything's like come easier to your life? Like, do you think guys like you and they're hot? And they'll be like, yeah. And you go, so what the fuck do you know about what they're doing?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Everybody likes to have an opinion.
No, it's the, you know, it's the guy that's UFC fighter being like, why don't you just kick the shit out of him?
No, yeah. Or like when you're at a fucking, at a basketball game and everybody's like, shoot to Kevin Durant, shoot it. And he's like, yeah, he knows that.
That's an option.
The objective is to shoot the ball if he's open. You don't need to yell at him to shoot it.
Yeah, yeah. So she says, this guy had real misogynistic vibes. Gross. But she was blissfully blinded by her adoration of him. And it was like, this is a perfect example where she's kind of thinking like, so this guy that's like a misogynist, right? In her mind, she's like, "Where what a real man is like male, feminist, bisexual." And you go, yeah, your friends are 35. Like, they don't want to date like a fucking, you know, yeah,
of course,
a guy who's essentially, you know, showing up wearing
Lena
Dunham support shirt.
Misogynist vibes are straight up. She's like, hey, like, what are you doing tonight?
And goes, he's not wearing a pussy. I'm a pussy hat.
No, but real misogynist vibes are straight up. Like, for someone like this, he goes, what are you guys doing tonight? Oh, we're staying in. We're watching UFC.
Uh-huh.
He goes, oh, I didn't realize you were dating a misogynist.
Dinner was hideous more hideous than she imagined. Peter fat shamed our waitress. You go, so that is most people, like I'll tell you this, your average, most women in the world, if you were like dating a girl for a while and like a big fat waitress come on and you were like,
yeah, like literally,
I took a little bite off the side before the food got to us. Pretty normal
joke.
If
we take every incident of fat shaming that's ever existed, who's done it more gender? Like, what gender has fat shamed more, men or women?
What do you think?
Women, women for sure. Yeah. They're way cattier. Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Who has fat shamed more in the world, like, instances of fat shaming? It's women.
Yeah.
For sure.
But this is where this woman's at. She's like, a, you know, probably a six or a seven.
Also, with, I still find it so hard to believe you're on a date with some chick you've never met who's like, has, you know, probably she has an asymmetrical bowl cut, weird bangs. And you go, ah, that waitress, a real pig.
No, she's
going to come over. I'm going to say it to her face.
I'm doing the opposite. I'm saying this guy is like making a point of doing that.
Oh, you think so? Yeah, oh, maybe.
He's probably like had a couple drinks and he's like, oh, I'll make a fat joke in front of your fucking stupid woke friend. Like, see how she likes it.
No, he's saying, she's saying he said it to the waitress.
No,
to her face.
He said he fat shamed our waitress. That doesn't mean he did it to her.
No, it says fat shamed our waitress, not only behind her back, but to her face, much to my
heart.
That
part I don't believe.
That didn't happen.
No, you weren't meeting your girlfriend's friend and the waitress comes up and he goes, oh, fuck, short of her two, because one's not going to make it down from the kitchen probably with this. Slaps her belly.
Yeah, you know, goes like motorboats her fucking big stomach. Like, come
hey,
on.
I'll get the surfing turf, but also I'll just surf by slapping your leg and ride the wave. Whoa. Anyways, I'm John. How's it going? I'm John. Anyways, good to see you. Toots slaps the ass.
It's your new boyfriend, huh?
I think it's very unlikely that that part happened. But making a fat joke, you know what I mean? Like to the friends where you go, you know, I think that would be pretty normal. But I also think it's possible that you'd be doing it. I would easily be in a scenario, especially if I was like annoyed that I had to go with my friends, some chick stupid, like, you know, college kid friends that were thinking all this shit.
Yeah.
I might pry them a bit if I was feeling bored.
Yeah, maybe.
Like if I was feeling a little bored and all these, you know, you're sitting there with like four people with the asymmetrical haircuts. You don't really like this girl. You know, she's been talking shit about you. You're just like sit there and you're like getting a little bored and you're just like, Trump's pretty sick, huh?
Yeah, that is a factor too, because obviously this girl has essentially, I'm sure has made it clear that she doesn't like the boyfriend. Already.
Yeah, you go. You go, pretty crazy the girls are sluts, huh? Yeah. Johnny Depp, so Johnny Depp's innocent. Nice, right? Yeah.
Justice really prevailed on that one.
Yeah, right, guys?
Just good to know that justice is always, always working.
Can you believe they took down Alex Jones? Isn't that crazy? That $50 million for just saying the wrong thing? What do you guys think of that? Oh, do you like that? What do you think they should do it to? Do you think they should just be able to do that to anyone? Tell me you couldn't.
Anyways, where's that fat pig waitress?
Yeah. Where's the fucker? Where's that oinker?
I'm hungry.
You tell me you couldn't get into some of that stuff the odd time?
Hey, Shamu, we go on to order some drinks.
Tucker Carlson does make some good points here and there. Hey, Shamu.
Ooh, that's how she get her attention. She understands. Whale noises.
Anyway, Trevor Noah's a queer, huh? Oh. Hey, I want to order milk in my coffee, but I'm hoping it's just not going to come out of her udders. I want to make sure it's pasteurized before it comes out of those two udders of hers, huh?
Anyways, Fiona, so what do you do? He's like, changes total.
Changes what do you do? I'm actually a blogger. Oh, you must be broke, huh? No, that's tough. He's very, very condescending. Yeah, very good, you know what I mean?
Tough line of work. I could never do it. I mean, it doesn't seem like anybody can, but...
What do you do? You're a blogger, huh? That's a tough line of work. What do you get? $25 an article? Tough line of work. I couldn't do that, but you know, you're probably like a communist, right? So you hoping the government's going to kind of pick up the tab on that whole thing. Do you owe money for what you get a useless degree to? Oh, that's, you know, you got to do what you love sometimes, though. That's true, too, you know. I do appreciate that sometimes people that, what'd you get, gender studies or something like that? Same thing, but you know what I mean.
Worthless piece of paper.
How much that cost you? Yeah, I mean, you know, I you know, silly me, I got a degree in finance and I'm working there, but that's cool, too.
Yeah,
so,
do you, do you.
You know what, I'll tell you what. I'll pick up the tab tonight because you can't afford it, but it's a little, I got a little less money just because, you know, Biden's America, you know what I'm saying, right, guys? Or do you don't want me to pick up the check, or you do want me to pick up the check? Anyways, hey, fatty.
Do you know that Mamma Mia has their own podcast? We should
ask them to be guests on our podcast.
Yeah.
So he's fat shamed her. Much to my horror, Sarah has since tried to justify his comments, which means that the girl doesn't care. She's like, hey, when I hang out with my stupid, you know, single blogger friends, because I'm in a long-term relationship. You hang out with your stupid single blogger friends, and then your husband makes a fat joke, and then she goes, and then she gets mad about it, and you go, yeah, you're right. This is why we don't hang out. And she was like, you shouldn't bring him around. And you go, it actually works the other way. You're the one that doesn't get to be around.
Yeah, for sure.
Like me and he's going to be around. You're not going to be around.
And the whole thing where you go, since tried to justify Peter's fucking, you're like, you were... remember when we used to make fun of fat chicks?
Yeah, I remember
five years ago when it was fun and then all this stuff happened. But like, yes. We used to do this.
Yes, and also like, over the last few years, I kind of pretended that I cared about this stuff because I knew that you were going to yell at me if I didn't. Yeah. But like, truth is, me and my husband and all his friends are just normal people. And, you know, I'm not here to make a statement on trans people when we eat at the Cracker Barrel.
And I don't spend that much time on Facebook anymore, so I can kind of just be who I want to be now, so...
Yeah, we watch friggin'
Cracker Barrel.
You know what we do at night? We watch Netflix. Blue Bloods. Sarah has since tried to justify his comments, but it's ingrained behavior and it's inexcusable as far as I'm concerned. It was like, yes, you say a guy making a fat joke is inexcusable. And you go, yes, well, that is why you're only going to be able to be with a bisexual, sniveling, polyamorous cuck.
Yeah, which you're not even going to do that because you don't want that. You want this guy that doesn't exist, and the guy that you do want would never be with you, so... I mean, that's crazy. You're like in your 30s. Luck. Yeah, your 30s. You're like, I'm going to die alone by choice.
Yeah.
You've just given up.
Yeah, what? And you're telling other people, there's nothing, you know, I've always said this was the decade of like the bad advice. The women with like their lives kind of a mess telling other people, you know, guys will do it too, but it's guys don't take, you know, stand for that shit as much. If I had a guy who was like, you know, broke, you know, made no money, depressed, online arguing, like fucking, you know, someone like Justin Late from Canada who's just like nonstop arguing with everyone all day. Like a guy like that says like, hey, here's what you do with your life. You go, you have a bad life.
Yeah, you're not...
So no, ain't nobody trying to be you.
No. I mean, this is JP fucking 101 right here.
Who?
Jordan Peterson.
Oh, I thought you meant JP Sears.
No. Jordan Peterson. That's the 101. Clear your room.
I couldn't think of another JP. Oh, I got to be honest with you. My brain wasn't working. I slept 3 hours. I took 4 flights in 2 days. I just got back.
I've been everywhere,
I really thought that I'd be able to come up with a better JP quicker.
Jean-Pierre?
J. Peterman. So that's one. And you know what the other part is? Let me tell you one last thing. This girl and these type of people that need a wake up call. You know
these
what I mean?
Mama Mia writers, contributors.
Well, but
this is an anonymous contributor.
You keep diminishing it down to like this writer at this blog. This is a very common opinion that lots of women think.
Yeah.
Like I never want to talk about an article. And like, if there's an article where it's just like this crazy viewpoint that no one has, it's only relevant to talk about if it's like, yeah, lots of people also think this.
Absolutely.
Do you know what I mean?
Not a majority though.
Well, it's like on stage when you go, if someone says, my friend, I was talking to my friend the other day and they said that, you know, ears look like apples. And you're like, ears look like apples. It's only relevant if they say something like, I was talking to my friend yesterday and they were like, you know, men need to shut up more. Like, and you go, yeah. Yes, I've heard people say
of course,
right?
Of course.
So it's the same thing with this
it's
kind
of stuff.
The vocal
minority, though. But yes, people definitely think this shit.
But my point
And luckily, they're all going to die alone. So it's kind of taking care of itself.
Well, their kind of attitude is very like, you know, everyone's probably... you know, they go, oh, he made this fat joke and the table's all rolling his eyes at him. And you go, or it's possible you go to the bathroom and everyone's like, I know she's a lot. Like,
they go, why do you hang out with her? He goes, I don't know. She's a legacy friend. She's kind of like she's a part of the crew. You know, we're trying to attrition her out of here. But
so that's the first one. The second one, Fiona's partner, Robert, doesn't work. He never has. He's a giant slob who lives off his grandmother's inheritance. Okay, so Robert's a rich guy.
Yeah.
And you go, what the hell is this?
Yeah, what did you see?
What the hell is my barista friend with this slob who's not, he doesn't even have his own money. All he has is this giant inheritance that he got from his grandmother.
Yeah.
She's just literally like walking around. She goes, she's walking around like moving the piles of money out of the way. What on earth could she possibly see with this, you know, moving a wheelbarrow full of money? You go, okay, well, that's possibly what she sees in him is this right out of the gate. You go, yeah. Your friend's snagged a rich dude. Yeah.
She's a hater. The chick's just a hater.
Straight up. H-A-T-E-R.
The best is, he goes, did I mention that he's racist and homophobic? You can only imagine how his antics... Which is obviously the most benign shit. He goes, you can only imagine how his antics go down with indigenous and gay friends in our group. Yeah, she's not going to be in your group much longer. I don't get what you don't understand here. He's moving to the homophobic, racist, rich guy group. Where she's now hanging out with, you're not seeing her very much anymore. If she decides that this life is, this guy's for her, you can count her out of your future. And you're going to invite her to your fucking log cabin retreats or whatever, and she's not going to come.
Dude, the amount of times I've known a girl that was in like one of these, you know, artsy communities where they kind of had one of each. They have, you know, like a trans person, like, you know, they try to have like bake their group like one of everything. And then you see them late, like a year later, and they're like, yeah, I've moved in with my boyfriend. Don't really see any of those people anymore.
Because we hang out with his friends. They're way more fun.
And they're not poor.
Yeah. And all you have to look past is like the odd tasteless joke, which you kind of agreed with not that long ago anyways. To be, that was funny.
But that's just normal. Now
it's normal.
No, but now we're just back to girl-guy dynamics.
Yes.
Where it's like, you remove all the work stuff. It's like, that's the whole thing is like, a bunch of guys, a bunch of girls. It's like, you know, you kind of make the jokes and the girls are like, oh, boys. Yeah. And then the guys go outside to smoke the cigar. And then finally you can be like, all right, now that the birds are here, let's talk. Like, let's get the real shit.
Absolutely.
Let me tell you that joke with the hardy hour now. No, no. Let me tell you the real version. Now that the birds are inside, let the bees play. Isn't that just your standard dynamic for the history of the time? Oh, Carl.
Yeah, of course.
You know what I mean? But it doesn't have this like historical context. It's like, yes, guys joke around with each other more harshly than women joke around with each other. So you go, yes, women are a little, that's just a natural thing. Mm-hmm. But this friend's like, well, no, he's just, you know, he's more racist. He goes, no, he's just a guy. And you go, well, the guys I hang around with don't say more aggressive jokes. It's like, they've been neutered.
Yeah, they're all gay.
They're all gay.
I mean, she literally says the indigenous and gay friends in her group.
My gay.
This chick is, I guarantee her whole friend group in 2 years is just gay guys.
Yeah.
That's how that goes. And then she goes, and she's single.
But that is a lot of them.
Yeah.
But I think it's so funny where I think this is a normal thing where just like, there's, why are girls like with these guys? And it was like, they're saying the same thing about you.
Yeah.
They're just like, what is that woman doing? Like, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to, me and my boyfriend are going to go to the cottage.
I mean, yeah, they all think you're insane for deciding at 32 non-religiously to just be celibate for life.
Also, you just said, you went to a party and a dinner with your three friends. And they're, you went with your three female friends, and they brought their three long-term boyfriends, and you brought some gay indigenous guy. And then you were like, oh, it was insane. Me and the gay indigenous guy couldn't believe what was happening. And it was like, yeah, and all three of them are just like, who that guy that she
brought? What's going on here? Or she's showing up by herself and she goes, wait till our gay indigenous buddies hear this. This is not going to go over well.
You go, we don't
and they're
have
like,
any.
Why? The guys, I never met them. And I'm hoping, I'm just trying to fucking just extract her from this friend group, by the way. This is a real guy tactic. You'd be like, I'm just trying to remove her from all of her friends.
Yeah, this is the last time she's going to see you, pal.
Yeah. Say your goodbyes. You're just Facebook friends from here on out. So, I hate to break it to you how the world works. He like pulls her aside. She goes to the bathroom. He goes, I got to go to the bathroom too. He goes,
slaps her.
No. He corners. He goes, listen, this is how it is. Okay. This is the last time you're ever going to see.
Yeah. Say your goodbyes.
Yeah. Say your goodbyes. Okay. With this, all this nonsense.
We can just do it the easy way or the hard way.
Yeah. Exactly. It's like, we could schedule some sort of annual visitation if you want. But other than that, like, if you want to fuck around on this dinner and make this unpleasant, you're not going to see her ever again.
Yeah. You're bad news. And we could just do one of two ways. You can see her on dinners, you know, maybe once in a while. We could do a birthday call, or we could just cut ties all together, and you know the ball's gonna be in your court right now. No. And then she tries to walk away. You put her finger on her head. You go, no, we're not done here.
And that's a fist.
Hey, listen, they them, we're not done here. They them, what do you want? Well, you got one of those, right? You got one of your pronoun kid, right?
Yeah.
Listen. So you're gonna get back. I'll tell you, it's gonna shake down. You're gonna get back in there. You're gonna finish shoving that cake in your fat body. You're gonna say goodbye to your wife. And you're not gonna bother her ever again. You capiche?
Capiche.
They tell it like a mobster's like dad tells.
Yeah, or like the crazy stepdad. The crazy new stepdad. He goes, "Here's how it's gonna be, kid."
And put
the brass knuckles on. He goes,
I'm going to take that girl home. I'm going to tune her up tonight. Not well. And I'm not going to, you're not going to, I'll tell you what you're not going to be. You're not going to be having phone calls with her telling her, only 3 minutes. You're not going to be saying shit. No. She's going to start to normalize that 3 minutes. That's going to feel like a good time to her.
It's going to be a good time for everybody.
We're all going to be having fun. That 3 minutes is going to become standard to her. She's not going to be hearing any of this mumbo jumbo. I'm not going to be hearing about, this girl's not going to be hearing about any orgies anymore, okay? Capiche? I hear one little, I hear one inkling of orgy stuff. I'm deleting her number. You've been warned.
She probably has, this girl too, has probably actually gone through this scenario that we just pictured in her head multiple times of like turning this guy into the villain who like would do that too.
Well, in her mind, she's like, why won't all four of my friends leave their boyfriends?
Yeah, why can't they just all be single and miserable like me? Kids are overrated.
Relationships are guys, overrated. By the way, and
who likes splitting rent?
Even more importantly, though, you go, this woman's like, ugh. Like, you know, we had to deal with this. It was like, no, these like homophobic misogynist like guys who listen to Joe Rogan had to go for dinner with their wife's non-binary fucking like complainy like internet canceler friend.
Yeah, there's a blogger. Blogger. Well, what do you do? You're a blogger.
Who has now blogged about them?
Yeah. Oh, nightmare.
Like you literally, some of these guys, the one guy, she goes, this is what he does for a living. It's like, so now I'm in a blog because I, like this girl, it's like, you now you're definitely
dude, imagine
out.
Like our girls, like our scheming. They go, hey, we're going to do like a double date thing. And then we show up and they're like, just so they're in
Vice.
Oh I'm a blogger for Vice. And we go,
yeah, I'm okay. I'm not doing that.
No, but you don't even know until you show up or something. And then they tell you this is.
Not this a is chance.
Awkward.
Yeah,
this is awkward.
You go, hey, our friends are Vice blogs bloggers, and he's got his pen out.
Yeah. So Ryan, what do you do? I go
nothing.
Nothing.
What do you do?
Canadian.
I'm Canadian. That's it.
That's it. That's what you do. You go. Yeah.
yeah.
Should we just go get dessert first, or I'm not really that hungry.
Yeah, so this guy, the rich guy with the big inheritance, she likes to blame his ignorance on his lack of education. So that's what she says. This girl, they're all the rich guy. She's making excuses for him. It's like she's like, I don't know what it is. As she like pats her face down with money, yeah, you know what I mean? Just dollar bills,
dabbing away the sweat.
Another one. She goes, Dom, the man at the moment. He's convinced Mary to move to his rural hometown in another state. So
yeah, you don't like these guys poaching your friends.
Yeah, so this guy, she's like, this guy, could you believe it? He's got her to move to the middle of nowhere. She's not hanging out with the non-binary indigenous squad anymore. Friends, anyway. She hasn't been to any of our drum circles.
Yeah.
We had a comedy night where girls just went up and talked about being raped and we clapped without touching our hands together, and she can't do it anymore because she lives in Wisconsin now in a friggin' nice house in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, tough for her.
She has subsequently uprooted her life and said goodbye to her career prospects to be a mom for this guy, which wouldn't be too concerning except this guy has a domestic violence criminal history. Well, don't do that.
Yeah, that's probably.
But you know, girls will date anyone.
Girls
like bad boys.
Yeah, she probably wouldn't have landed him if he hadn't. Like, that's probably what set her over. He goes, "Hey, I can't see my kids anymore. Legal dispute." And she goes, "Oh,
well, yeah. Don't domestically abuse your wife."
No.
Well, that's that one. But Alice is in a long-term relationship with Doug. She's got him by name this time too, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Dougie.
And interesting too, because she's using all these names and the author's anonymous.
Oh, she's putting them on blast though. Yeah. Dougie, a man who turned his recreational. You, by the way, all this stuff must cause quite the like rift in this girl's. If their friendship wasn't done after this article, it's done.
Unless
recreational drug use into a business. Okay, so
he's an entrepreneur. That's
he's
cool.
He's a drug dealer.
He's a hustler. Goes,
this crazy thing where Alice is with a drug dealer, and you. Yeah, that's pretty like a lot of drug dealers. Like, yeah. So he has money and fucking sells drugs. Like, the way she explains it though,
she goes, a man who turned his recreational drug use into a business,
a drug dealer.
Yeah, but just the way that's phrased.
Because my other friends were the drug dealer. It's like, all of this is like.
I mean, I will say this next line is actually hilarious. He tried to. He brought him to a wedding. He's trying to sell coke to everybody at a wedding.
Yeah, did he try or did they ask? But yeah, trying to sell cocaine at a wedding.
Yeah, he's the guy who goes to the bathroom every 10 minutes and he goes, yeah, weird. A bunch of people kept following him to the bathroom.
No, so listen, I'm sure some of these guys are shitty. The moral of the story is like, some of these guys are shitty. Some of your friends are shitty. Yeah, that's what happens.
Yeah, they're getting what they can get.
Yeah.
They're not these catches.
No one's most people are just normal.
No, some people are fucking Meghan Markle.
Some people are Meghan Markle.
Like Meghan Markle.
Meghan Snorkel.
Snorkel.
Meghan Snorkel. So they go, yes, we might have biological clocks, but is it wise to have children just for the sake of it with a liability of a father? Yeah, most people do some version of that, like forever.
Yeah.
I will say that.
Let's see what Elon Musk says.
I'll tell you this. There is a scenario where it's like a lot of people, regardless of their choices, are unhappy. Mm-hmm. So it's a, there is, you know how people say grass is greener? There's also just like a damned if you do, damned if you don't. Yeah. Like there's always just like bad things and good things. But with the girls, I think a lot of times the bad things that come with like there's a lot of dudes we know that just kind of been like perpetual bachelor when they're 50 and they're like, bad things come with that. Some of them are fine, some of them are not. But I think a lot of the girls, it like weighs on them a little harder after they get
well, because the 30s, they have 40s. That real thing right. of not being able to have kids.
Right. So when they're saying, oh, she's with this average guy and she might be thinking like, yeah, maybe this isn't the best guy in the world, but like the alternative to that's potentially worse.
Yes, for sure. And sometimes you just got to go for it and whatever.
And sometimes these people just have the kids, get the divorce, and then you end up with someone you like better afterwards.
Yeah, exactly. But then there are guys are like, they see Larry King having kids when he's 80 and they're like, yeah, I can wait. I don't know.
Larry King's no real rush. About, yeah.
They're like an 80-year-old straight up with a newborn. And you go, I got time.
That's Jamaican style, dude. Yeah. You got an uncle that's 3 years younger than you.
Yeah.
I would love to show my trapped friends how liberating and fun and carefree my life is.
This is the ultimate seething.
Carefree?
This is the mask.
Oh, my God.
I go, my life is so great and carefree.
Dude, you are out of, you can't even go through a dinner without like complaining that they're like everyone's like all the different types of phobic. Granted, I loved someone to spoon me on the cold winter nights, which I believe will happen one day, but I'd rather wait my entire life for someone who lifts me up than settle for Mr. Now who drags me down.
Yeah.
Also, your friends could be dragging these guys down. It's like, your friends are just not naggy, perfect girls, no emotional baggage, no negatives.
I would love
to. He goes, her friends have zero downside.
Yeah,
she goes, these guys have zero upside and her friends have zero downside. Yep,
as you would expect. I mean, they're fucking perfect queens and
perfect these guys queens. Are
fucking losers.
Queens. All right. So anyways.
That's that.
That's that.
That's that for fucking perfect queens. Maybe we'll on a Patreon episode.
I'll tell you what,
we'll listen to the Mamma Mia podcast.
Yeah, and these people are definitely trying to get Trump out of. Is that what you think happened with the Trump thing? They want him.
I've been kind of like, I've been following it.
We have talked about it, and I feel like we should.
I know. I've been kind of hesitant to have any real takes on it because I feel like this is one of those things where you say something, and then a week from now, it's going to be like totally different.
Kind of see what you mean. It's very hard to make a point on this.
Well, they haven't released.
It's obviously like. There's some fishy business going on, but they've had a witch hunt against Trump for the last 5 years. Not like this ain't some new news where you go, no. breaking.
And he's
the
had
three letter organizations having in with for Trump.
And he's like, well, it's FBI, especially in the deal, like, you know, the Comey stuff, all that shit. I don't know. They're saying
they want him not to run.
And they're
that's
saying,
for sure.
Yeah. And they're saying that they're going to, release the warrant because apparently he didn't even get shown the warrant. Nobody in the Trump family has seen the warrant because you don't have to.
Who's Warren?
Warrant.
Oh.
Warren G. Got to regulate. So they're saying nobody's seen it because when they execute the warrant, they just have to show that they have one, but they don't actually have to show like what's in it. Like they don't have to give it to you to read.
Yeah.
In this instance. So this is one of those things where like let's wait and see because I don't know. I don't have a take on it. Neither do I.
I mean, I think it's probably I don't think it's crazy to be like it's political.
I mean,
but
yeah,
who knows?
They, for sure. Biden's in office. It's certain. Like I'm sure there's people being like, oh, you.
Well, they were getting him when he was in office. Too.
Exactly. They've been after him. The guy's after him. The one thing that I find so bizarre is have you seen the photos of his notes that he tore up in the toilet? So I guess there's a thing with when you're the president where everything's like supposed to be very like, you know, if you write down notes for a meeting, like you don't rip them up and flush them down the toilet.
Why
like,
not?
Because they have to be put into like record. Like it's like you can't destroy stuff like that. It's like very unpresidential.
I didn't know that.
Because then you're trying to hide stuff, right? So you're not supposed to do that. But then there's like a photo that I've been seeing all over Twitter of he, like I guess he used to do this where he would just like have notes and he ripped them up. And then he flushed, but I guess he didn't flush them. Or like, who took that photo?
Why weren't you allowed to flush your notes if you don't like? You're writing down notes for yourself, and you don't want people to.
I guess
them.
When it's the president, it's different.
That's weird.
In politics, different territory.
Write down notes.
Well, it's like you can't delete text messages and stuff.
Well, can you delete your notepad, or you just have to leave it there forever? I mean,
I think you have to
like you put a note on your thing, and then after you've like. used the note.
I don't know, but you're like in that thing. You're like destroying.
I gotta have a note on my phone forever. That's like a hot tweet that he already tweeted the tweet. He's deleting the.
But that's your presidential.
He's throwing out. He's ripping up the tweet because he tweeted it.
Yeah, he's like, I was workshopping some tweets. I like to write.
Why
them
not? When he's got to just keep the records of the note. That's stupid.
Again, that's just what's being said. But it's just so weird. You go, okay, so yes, he ripped up some pieces of paper, flushed them down the toilet. Who took the picture? How did it get out? There's a picture of these. And then why didn't he flush them?
Yeah.
They're just sitting at the bottom. I don't know. Some fishy stuff's going
on. Well, that's weird. And then it'll be interesting to see what happens from the Alex Jones thing. I've heard some people say that he's not going to pay this. That's crazy. Like, he's going to get all this overturned. It's unfair.
He'll appeal, yeah.
I've heard some punitive people say damages. This is like, he's going to get more. I mean, well, I know how punitive damages work with, if it's a famous person, you essentially have to prove, like, intent where, like, they actually, you know, went out of their way to lie and try to prove damages. If it's, like, a citizen, you can kind of just prove the damages. It's a little different with a public citizen.
But I feel like with punitive damages, but they have these huge settlements and then they end up being way less.
Yeah, there's that. And then it's also a little more, it's like kind of like the Mike Ward thing where the Sandy Hook thing, it's like, is it really a public citizen when it's the number one news story? So it's like a little bit of a, like if you get a news story wrong about a person, like there is things in place for this and it's kind of complicated.
Yeah, but,
I don't know how it's exactly, this is
I would
all
say
down,
like the fact
confusing.
That as a result of what he did, like I guess, you know, there was people got harassed because people showed up to the Sandy Hook. Maybe that's
sure,
worth
but
something.
But it's like, that's the same thing. I mean, that's Trump's in the same thing where he's like, they're saying because of what he said, the Capitol happened. But, you know, but that's a slippery logic where you say, hey, I said, like, you know, this person sucks, and then someone goes to their house and kills. Like, it's, you know.
Yeah, I know.
It's a slippery logic to some degree to say that you say something.
Isn't Rittenhouse and the Sandman kid or whatever, like, aren't they all going on this logic too, where they were kind of made these targets, and then people ruin their lives in real life, so then they're suing.
Well, no, but they were able to prove intent. Like, that's the thing is, so you need to prove that they purposefully lied. And I think in the Sandman thing,
oh, you're saying that they can't, because Alex Jones is playing a character of Alex Jones, so
no, he actually believed that.
Oh, yeah.
The thing with a famous person, like in these scenarios with news, you need to essentially prove that they, like,
yeah, intent.
Like they didn't make a mistake. They knew it was wrong and they did it anyway.
Right, yeah.
So I think that's...
I mean, he is so wacky that, like, a real case could be made that he did believe it.
Like, let's say in the Rittenhouse trial, for example, you saw, like, on the news desk where they'd done the research, they knew it was, like, a white kid and they said it was a black kid anyway.
Yeah.
Like, something like that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
But again, I'm kind of talking a little bit of shit, but, like, some of these principles are something.
I mean, this will get
appealed
a lot. The whole phone thing, too, is crazy, where it's like his lawyer sent all his phone records.
Wild.
And then he got busted on the stand. And the lawyer too, you could tell, was really hamming it up for the cameras because he knew it
was that lawyer was hamming it.
He was like, honestly, he reminded me of like a kid who was like theater kid. Well, he goes, I wanted to see him do like a spin at some point or something.
He was tuned up.
Oh, he was fucking on.
That lawyer was jazzed. Anyway, it was cool to see a lot of the Patreon guys this weekend. Hope I see people in Syracuse and some of these NY shows. DP is going to be there.
Yep.
JJ, we're bringing a filmer. We're coming with a whole squad. We're going to make
more
vlog content. And, you know, subscribe. Patreon.com/theboyscast every episode, every week. Peace.
The boys.
It's the boys cast.
The lads.
It's the boys cast.
The dudes.
Prepare yourself for